1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everyone, from Pawnee City High School. High school basketball on tap for you once again this evening here on KTNC. Tonight, the Pawnee City Indians are hosting the Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Titans. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Of course, the girls' game coming up first, and that'll be followed by the boys' varsity contest. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, and I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's doubleheader here on KTNC. In the JV games completed earlier this afternoon and this evening here in Pawnee City, in the girls' junior varsity game, HTRS got the win. The final score was 32-29. And in the boys' junior varsity game, it was Pawnee City with the win. The Indians won it 21-18. I want to remind you, we also have basketball tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is in Auburn with the Sacred Heart Irish, a tall task tonight for the Class D Irish, as they'll be taking on one of the powerhouses around southeast Nebraska, the Auburn Bulldogs. That game set to tip off right about now over on Sunny 101.3. Say, we want to remind you that our broadcast can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can listen anywhere around the country, just like our friend Matt Prophet does down in Louisville, Kentucky. You guys hear me mention Matt from time to time on the broadcast. Matt Prophet, a very special listener, really has no connection to any of the teams here in Nebraska. However, he tunes in faithfully down in Louisville, Kentucky. He also uses, I believe, the MSC Radio app on the telephone. And so there are two ways to do it, MSC Radio on your phone with free app or online at mscsports.net. We encourage you to do that, just as Matt does for nearly every game. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this first girls' varsity game for the Pawnee City Indians and the HTRS Titans. The Titans, the visitor here tonight, they are 7-6 on the year. They're coached by head coach Skylar Kuhlman. He'll go with Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig is a 5'10 senior, averaging 13.3 points per contest. Maddie Bredemeyer, also a senior at 5'5, 4.8 points per game. Kennedy McLarnon starting. She's a senior, 5'7", 5.5 points per game this season. Lillian Bowen, Bowen averaging in double figures, 12.3 points per game. Lillian is a 5'6 senior. And P.J. Howe rounds out the starting five for the Titans. She is a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 4.5 points per game for HTRS. Starting lineup now for the Pawnee City Indians. They're coached by head coach Tim Cluck. They are 7-7 on the year. Coach Cluck will go with Emelise Gatula. Gatula, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5.5 points per game. Kinsley Benson. Benson is the leading scorer for the Lady Indians. She averages 14.4 points per ball game. She is a 5'8 junior. Maddie Osborne, a senior. At 5'9", check that, I'm sorry, Haley Plager. Haley Plager getting her first start tonight. She's a sophomore at 5'11". Haley Plager, 5'11", sophomore, averaging 2.5 points per contest. Taylan Bleka also getting the start tonight. Bleka in the starting lineup. She is a 5'8", junior. And to round out the five for Coach Cluck is Addie Sisko. Sisko, a 6'2", junior, averaging 3.8 points. So a couple of new starters in the lineup here tonight for Pawnee City in Haley Plager and Taylan Bleka, both getting their first start tonight here against the HTRS Titans. I want to remind you, we got a lot of basketball coming up for you this week here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Of course, as I mentioned, John is in Auburn tonight with the Sacred Heart Irish over on Sunny. John will also be on the air this coming Thursday night on Sunny as the Sacred Heart Irish travel to Rockport, Missouri for a girl-boy doubleheader. That will be this coming Thursday the 22nd. Then Friday night the 23rd, Pawnee City listeners, we will have you on here on KTNC at Fall City taking on the Sacred Heart Irish. John Nixon will have the call. Also coming up this Friday night, I will be in Johnson over on Sunny 101.3 as the Johnson Rock Eagles will be hosting Exeter Milligan Friends. So a lot of basketball coming up tonight, Thursday night, and Friday night on both KTNC and Sunny 101.3. We hope you will join us for those broadcasts. I want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is F&M Bank in Fall City. local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's what you'll find at F&M Bank in Falls City, our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute time out of it. We'll be back with the opening tip-off right after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun. The result of the occasional donut, always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Pawnee City. The Pawnee City Indians hosting the HTRS Titans tonight here on KTNC. Glad to have you tuned in with us on a very cool January evening here in southeast Nebraska. Temperature outside, I checked a minute ago here, 32 degrees in Pawnee City. Expected to get down near the single digits tonight. We've got a couple of cold nights coming up here later this week. Also, a Friday night when I'll be traveling to Johnson, we're expecting temperatures that evening in the single digits. So, good time to be indoors watching basketball or maybe cozied up next to the fire at home listening to your radio. We're glad to have you tuned in and with us here on KTMC. Ellie Bestandig will be in there to jump it up for HTRS. She'll jump it against Addie Sisko. And the official steps into the center circle. Girls High School Basketball coming your way on KTMC. Here we go. There's the tip controlled by Pawnee City. Emily Skatula comes down with the basketball. Skatula to the right elbow. Across court goes to Kinsley Benson. Benson back to the top of the key, finds Skatula. She holds the ball between the rings at the top of the circle, comes to the near side. Taylan Blecha, who got the start with the basketball, bounce pass to the right side, Kinsley Benson. Benson feeds inside to Sisko. Turnaround shot, Sisko. Follow shot, Flager. Put up, couldn't get it. Haley Flager got the rebound and the putback, but couldn't get it to drop, and the rebound comes down to the Titans. Lillian Bowen with the basketball top of the circle. Launches a long three that doesn't go. P.J. Howe comes down with the rebound into the corner. Puts it to the baseline left side. Ellie Bestandig. Here's a driving lay-in up off. No good. Put up by Maddie Bredemeyer. And the rebound comes down to Emily Skatula. Skatula will set the offense for the Indians to the near side. Comes to Blecha. Taylan Blecha back up top. Skatula across court pass. Finds Kinsley Benson. There's a steal. With the steal, breakaway for the layup. Lillian Bowen goes in. She got fouled. We'll have a whistle and a foul. Bowen will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Titans. I believe the foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Taylan Blecha. On Blecha, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Indians. At the line will be Lillian Bowen. First free throw is up and off. No good. She'll have a second attempt coming. Bowen, a 5'6 senior, averaging 12.3 points per ball game. Second free throw is up, and this one is off also. Rolled around on the rim and would not drop. And the rebound comes down to Kinsley Benson. Outlet pass to Gatula. Emily Gatula, top of the key. Bounce pass left side to Blacka. Blacka dribbles into the corner, goes inside to Plager. Kicks it back to the top of the key to Gatula. At the free throw line, Emily Gatula got trapped in there, and she'll be called for traveling. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to the Titans. HTRS with the basketball. They inbound it in the corner. Inbound the pass comes into Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer across the timeline to set the offense. Works to the right side of the free throw circle. Goes down inside the paint. Turnaround shot for Standing. Put up, blocked nicely by Cisco. The ball gets way out of bounds off of Ellie, and it'll be a turnover back to Pawnee City. Well, we've played a minute and a half here. 6:28 to go first quarter. Still no score in the contest. Gatula sets the offense. She's the point guard for Pawnee City. Her pass goes to the left side to Blecka. All the way in, driving layup. Blecka in and out of there. Couldn't get it. Down with the rebound comes Bredemeyer. She'll push it down in the fast break. Bredemeyer wanted to go coast to coast. Got tied up. Basketball stolen away with the steal. Coming up with the ball is Haley Plager. Plager flips it to Gatula. She'll bring it across the timeline. Gatula lobs inside to Cisco in the paint. No shot there. Now to Benson in the corner. Down deep in the baseline right side. Inside to Cisco. The ball tipped away from Cisco. And it went off the fingertips under there of Kennedy McCarnett. McCarnett batted the ball away. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Indians have 18 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding it on the baseline under their own basket into Benson. Benson in the paint. Can't get an open look. Now turn, spin, move up. Off, no good. Rebound, Bestandig comes down with it. Ellie Bestandig with the defensive board for HTRS. Flips it across court to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer brings it into forecourt. Bredemeyer picked up in a man-to-man defense, works to the right side of the lane. Bowen gets knocked to the floor on the baseline underneath. We're going to have a foul called on the Indians. Let's see who this one's on. Foul is going to be on Addie Cisco. Cisco picks up her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Indians. HTRS basketball into their own bucket. Blackett into inbound it, rather. Right side, shot is up, off, no good by Bredemeyer. Rebound brought down in the corner by Lillian Bowen. Top of the key, it comes up to Maddie Bredemeyer. Almost stolen away by Blecka. The ball is loose on the floor and stolen back by Kennedy McCarnan. McCarnan comes up with the ball, hands it back up top to Maddie Bredemeyer, and she'll reset things offensively. Shot clock with 25 seconds. Bredemeyer dribbles to the left side of the free throw circle. Around the right side of the lane, feeds it to Lillian Bowen. Bowen penetrates free throw line. Can't get an open look, has to come back to the corner. Bredemeyer tried to lob it underneath. She was looking for Kennedy McCarnan. McCarnan couldn't get to it. The ball got away out of bounds. Timeout taken, HTRS. 4:52 to play here in the first quarter. No score in the contest. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Pawnee City. 4:52 to play in the first quarter of this girls' varsity contest, and still no score. We've played more than 3 minutes, and we are in a scoreless tie. Pawnee City with the basketball. Emily Gatula on the dribble. Gatula brings it up the court across the timeline, picks up the dribble, goes to Kinsley Benson on the right side. Benson comes to the near side on the elbow. Clears it down to the near to Taylan Blecka. Blecka got tied up for a minute. Gets the ball back up top to Benson. Benson finds Gatula. Nearly stolen away. Benson to the left side. Blecka launches a three. Off the front of the rim. Can't get it. Lillian Bowen with the rebound. Bowen wants to push it down court. 1-on-4. No chance there. She'll pull it out to the top of the key and hand the ball back up to Bredemeyer. Underneath the basket. Turnaround shot. Off the glass. Up and good by Kennedy McCarnan. McLarnon with the first 2 points of the basketball game. McLarnon got it to drop. It's 2-0. HTRS on top. Indians basketball into the baseline left side finds Plager. They go into Blecka. Plager tries to go up with a shot. Has it blocked away from behind by Bestandig. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Pawnee City will have it under their own basket. Taylan Blecka will trigger it in on the baseline, just the left side of her own backboard, waiting to lob it in. Five count is coming. Going to have to hurry. Got it into the corner to Benson. Right side, Gatula. Gatula, spin move to the corner. Blecka, shot is up and short, off no good. Bestanding is there with the rebound. Bestanding, outlet pass goes to Maddie Bredemeyer, and Bredemeyer will set it up. It's like Pawnee City in a man-to-man defense here. They give it to Bestanding, a little give and go. Trying to come back to the top of the key to Lillian Bowen. Bowen with the basketball all the way in, driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. Blecka was there to try and block it away, and Bowen had a layup. Not sure that was going. Now Benson on the other end launches a shot on the baseline, and she'll be fouled. And now we're going to put Kinsley Benson at the free throw line, shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Kennedy McLarnon. On McLarnon, her first team foul, number one of the quarter, on the Titans. At the free throw line, Kinsley Benson, a 54% free throw shooter on the season. She got the first one. Kinsley will have a second shot coming here. That's the first point of the ball game for Pawnee City, and it comes with 3:21 to go in the first quarter. They played 4.5 minutes without scoring. Benson will try to tie the score with the second free throw. Kinsley launches the shot. Up and off the back of the rim, won't fall. And it's 2-1, HTRS on top. I guess you'd call it a defensive battle here, but a low-scoring contest thus far. Under the basket to Bestanding, the pass goes in, it's tipped away loose. Then it's going to be grabbed up by Blecka on the far side, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. Fouls on Maddie. Well, let's see. Maddie Osborne, who has checked in there. Maddie just checked in on us, and that's her first personal. HTRS basketball. A three by Lillian Bowen from the corner left side. No good. Gatula has the rebound. Gatula down court gets the ball to Benson across the timeline. Goes right back between the rings. At the top of the circle, Emily Gatula picks up her dribble to Benson on the right side. A long three is short off the rim. Ball is taken out on the baseline underneath by P.J. Howe. Howe with the defensive rebound. Flips the ball over to Maddie Bredemeyer. And Bredemeyer works the left-handed dribble into the corner. Baseline left side. Goes down to Kennedy McLarnon. And McLarnon will be called for traveling in the paint. She got into some heavy traffic. Turned it over. 2:34 to go here now in the first quarter. Still just 2-1 is our score. Into the game is Jazzy Fry, a freshman at 5'9". Jazzy Fry making her first appearance. She'll then be in for Kennedy McLarnon. McLarnon takes a seat. With 2:32 to go here now in the first quarter. Still just 2-1. HTRS up by a single point. Pawnee City trying to find some offense. This is Blecka with the basketball. Looking inside for Plager. Can't get the pass to her. Come back to Benson. There's Osborne. Free throw line. That ball is short. It goes out of bounds. Maddie Osborne launched one from the free throw line. Came up short. And the score remains 2-1. HTRS on top here with just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. The ball just not falling here. If we can get maintenance. There we go. Underneath the Bestanding. Shot is up and good. They found Ellie Bestanding under the basket. Uncovered, she laid it off the glass and got it to drop. Here comes Emily Gatula in the paint between defenders. Kicks it down to Benson in the corner, right side of the lane. Underneath, they're looking for Plager. Ball tipped away by Bestanding. Then it goes off Plager's fingertip. Out of bounds, it'll be HTRS's basketball. Into the lineup now for Pawnee City. Erica Guerra checks in, and also Addie Sisko back onto the floor. Plager and Blecka will set down now for the Indians. Erica Guerra, 5'3", junior, averages 3.2 points per ball game. Here come the Titans with the basketball. It's Maddie Bredemeyer on the dribble. Maddie Bredemeyer gives up top. Here's a long three in and out for Lily Bowen. Lillian had an open look and took the shot, but it hit the back of the iron and come right back out of there. The rebound comes down to Gatula. Gatula with the rebound to Benson. There's a turnover. The ball is stolen by P.J. Howe. P.J. Howe flips the ball over to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer takes it in for a driving layup. Couldn't get it, but we've got a whistle and a foul. And we're going to be putting Maddie Bredemeyer to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul on Kinsley Benson. On Benson, her first. That's team foul number four now on the Indians. At the line, Maddie Bredemeyer. Free throw is up. Back of the iron won't fall. Maddie averages just under 5 points per game. Now into the game for Pawnee City comes Bree Guerra. So we've got two-thirds of the Guerra triplets on the floor right now. Second free throw up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Maddie Osborne. The third member of the triplets there is going to be on the air with me for the boys' broadcast here. We're going to have Daniil joining me for the broadcast. With the basketball for Pawnee City, Benson feeds it into Osborne. She goes up with a shot, and Maddie's going to be fouled. We'll put Maddie Osborne at the line. She's a 58% free throw shooter. The foul is going to be called on Ellie Bestanding, her first team foul, number two. At the line, Maddie Osborne shooting two shots. The 5'9 senior takes aim from the charity stripe. First one is just short off the front of the rim. She'll have another attempt coming, however. Just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 59 seconds to play, first period. The score is 4-1. Maddie Osborne, second free throw is up and good. That one went right down the middle for the senior. So 4-2 is our score with under a minute to go in the quarter. HTRS basketball. Dribbling is Maddie Bredemeyer, kicks it out. There's Lily Bowen. Bank shot off the glass, got it. Lily Bowen banked that one in for the three-pointer from out on the left elbow. And suddenly it's 7-2, a five-point lead for HTRS. Indians need a bucket here with 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. In the corners, Erica Guerra with the ball up to Bree Guerra, right wing. Back it goes to Erica. Erica to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, needs help, goes to Maddie Osborne. Now to Bree Guerra. Erica in traffic, bounce pass underneath to Osborne. Osborne goes up with a shot, she'll be fouled, and we'll put Maddie Osborne right back to the line where she was a moment ago, where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Ellie Bestanding. That's her second personal. Team foul number three of the quarter. At the free throw line, Maddie Osborne. One out of two from the line so far tonight. 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Maddie Osborne at the line. The first of two free throws is on the way up. Just short. Hit the front of the rim and came right back to her. That's what she did the last time up there. The first one was short. The second one she dropped right down the middle. Let's see what she does this time. Second attempt for Maddie Osborne is on the way. It's up and got it. So she keeps that pattern going. Miss one, make one. Makes it 7-3 now with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side is Ellie Bestanding, 6 seconds. Bestanding holds the ball. Lily Bowen. Bowen underneath the basket. Couldn't get it to go. There's a buzzer. And after one quarter, the HTRS Titans lead the Pawnee City Indians 7-3. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the first 8 minutes have expired. Pawnee City unable to score a field goal. They got three free throws, hitting 3 of 6. Titans with 7 points. We move into second quarter action. It'll be the Titans basketball. Maddie Bredemeyer around the horn at the top of the circle to P.J. Howe underneath Lillian Bowen in the corner. Ellie Bestanding for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound tipped away, out of bounds. Touched last under the basket by the Indians, and it'll belong to the Titans of HTRS. P.J. Howe will trigger the pass in on the baseline, left side under her own basket. Lob pass comes up to the top of the key. Lillian Bowen for three. It's off the back of the iron, doesn't go. Coming down is Addie Sisco with the rebound for Pawnee City. She flips it over to Emily's Gatula. Gatula feeds underneath Kinsley Benson. Driving lay-in up. Off no good. Whistle and a foul. And we'll put Kinsley Benson at the free throw line. This may be on Ellie Bastanding. And yes, it is. On Ellie, that is her third personal. So Ellie Bastanding with three personals already here in the opening seconds of the second quarter. That could be a factor here for the Titans. Kinsley Benson at the line, 54% free throw shooter. Shot is on the way and short, just off the rim and rolled to the right. Kinsley's now made one out of three tonight. She'll have a second shot coming here. 7:27 to go, first half, second quarter. 7-3 your score, HTRS on top. Second free throw for Kinsley Benson is up and good. Benson now 2 out of 4 from the line. The score 7-4. HTRS up by 3 with 7:20 to go in the first period. Lillian Bowen feeds it underneath. Shot is up in and out of there. That shot put up by P.J. Howe. It was in the hoop and then somehow popped out of there. Emily Scatula with the rebound and pushes it up court. Scatula quickly up court to the left side to Taylan Blecka. Taylan Blecka right back to Gatula with the ball. Emily Scatula bounce pass. She and Blecka play catch with it here on the left elbow. Blecka tried to put a pass inside to Benson. It's going to be stolen away by Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer pushes the ball down court into the corner. Feeds it underneath. Oh, nice pass. She found P.J. Howe under the basket, and the sophomore knew what to do with it. She put it up and got it to drop and drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Addie Sisko. Her second personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Sisko will come out of the ballgame. Maddie Osborne comes in to replace her. At the free throw line for the and one now will be P.J. Howe. Free throw is up short. Off the front of the rim, rebound, follow shot, putback is up. It won't go. A fight for the rebound on the floor. Everybody battling after. Timeout taken, HTRS. 6:42 to play first half, 9-4, HTRS leading Pawnee City. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6 minutes, 42 seconds to go in the first half. Both teams still in single digits. 9-4 our score. HTRS up by 5. Titans with the basketball. B.J. Howe comes across with a pass across court. It goes to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bobbing inside. Gatula with the steal. Emily Scatula stole the basketball. Now it's loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Timeout taken Pawnee City to preserve the possession. 6.5 minutes to go. First half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it was 7-3 after one quarter. So far in this period, we've only had a grand total of 3 points scored between the two teams. 9-4 our score. Gatula with the basketball for the Indians comes up top to Blecka with it, around to Benson, looking inside for Osborne. Across court pass, too tall for Blecka, couldn't get to it. Went out of bounds right here in front of our broadcast table. We're seated here on the north side of the court, right at midcourt. Unfortunately, some of the folks opened this north door behind us, and boy, we feel that in a hurry when that door comes open. All right, into forecourt comes HTRS with the basketball. There's a steal by Blecka. Little lob pass coming across court. Blecka comes up with the loose basketball. Comes to Gira on the left side, Erica Gira. She was looking inside for Osborne. Pass is going to be stolen away inside. Coming up with it was Kennedy McLarnon. McLarnon with a nice steal. Goes off to Maddie Bredemeyer in traffic. McLarnon almost had it stolen away from her. Eric Aguirre reached in, and it'll be a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Pawnee City. Eric Aguirre will inbound it. 5:45 to go in the first half. 9-4 our score. Both teams still in single digits here as a team, with HTRS up by 5. Greca on the right elbow. Tried to go inside with the pass. Stolen away. Coming up with it, Lillian Bowen. Bowen might have just got away with a double dribble. I'm not sure. Lily picked the ball up, and she was here on the near sideline. There's a jump shot up and good by P.J. Howe. Howe's got 4 points in the ball game, and she's got a pair of field goals. Both of them are coming here in this quarter. 11-4 now. The lead is 7 for HTRS. Blecka with the basketball. Blecka works to the corner on the left side. Almost had it dribbled away from her by P.J. Howe. Howe tipped it away across court into Osborne. Maddie Osborne shot off the glass. It won't go. Rebound tipped around. Coming out of there with it is Blecka. Blecka's trapped in the corner. Little floater. Puts it up and good. Nice looking shot on the baseline by Taylan Blecka. Her first 2 points of the ball game. It's 11-6 now, the score. On the right side goes Lillian Bowen into the corner. Low post, right side of the basket. Up to McCornan with the pass. Into P.J. Howe, driving layup. Good! Nice job by P.J. Howe to get to the basket, and she drew the foul. She'll be going to the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Erica Gira. On Gira, her first foul. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. At the line, P.J. Howe. Free throw is up. It's short. Rebound comes down to Maddie Osborne. Osborne gets it up to Erica Gira. She'll hurry it up the court quickly across the timeline. Gira, top of the circle. Looks to the right side for Benson. Nothing there. Now comes to the near side. Finds Blecka with the basketball. Blecka works to the baseline. Low post left side. Hands to Erica Gira. She dribbles inside the paint. Bounce pass to Plager. Plager double teamed under the basket. Kicks it to the corner. Blecka. Floater is up by Blecka. Off no good. Rebound Plager. Plager kicks it out to Benson. Benson a little floater in the paint. It won't go. And coming down with the rebound is McCornan for HTRS. Kennedy McCornan gives the outlet pass up court to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to the near side, finds McCornan with the ball. 3:40 to go here now in the first half. 13-6. 7-point HTRS lead. Here's a turnaround shot. P.J. Howe doesn't get it. Rebound, Erica Gira. Gira gets the defensive board and brings the ball up the court. Erica Gira, 5'3", and she got the rebound out of everybody. Here's Gira dribbling in, goes to Osborne. Osborne tries to go up with the shot. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. That foul is going to go on Jazzy Fry. On Fry, that will be her first personal, second team foul. And at the free throw line, Maddie Osborne. She's been there twice before tonight. Made one, missed one, made one and missed one. She's got a pattern going. 2-for-4 so far for the senior. Maddie Osborne's free throw is up, and this time again, missed the first one. She's had a pattern of hitting the front of the rim and being weak on the first one and then getting the second one to drop. See what she does here. Maddie Osborne, second attempt coming at the free throw line. Shot is on the way. It's up and it is off, no good. Missed them both that time. She's now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. And it's 13-6. The lead is 7 for HTRS. Titans with the basketball under the bucket. Here's a driving floater. Put up and off, no good. That shot put up by Eden Durier, who just checked in. Durier couldn't get it to fall. Emily Scatula handles the basketball. Scatula bounce pass to the near side to Taylan Blecka. Taylan Blecka goes all the way to the low post, left side of the basket, feeds it into Haley Plager. Plager with a shot up and over the top that won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Kennedy McCornan. McCornan hands the ball off to Maddie Bredemeyer, and Bredemeyer will bring it down court. Bredemeyer across court pass to the near side, around the horn, baseline in the corner. Lillian Bowen on the dribble. Bowen has the ball dribbled away. It's loose on the floor. Going to be grabbed up there quickly by Taylan Blecka. Blecka got the steal. Comes to Gatula with the pass. Gatula down court. Benson for 3 from the left corner. It's off, no good. And chasing down the rebound in the corner is Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer down court with it. All the way to the left side. Gives it off to Lillian Bowen. She gets knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul will be on Taylan Blecka. On Blecka, her second personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Lillian Blecka. Blecka 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. She does have a 3-pointer. This one is up and off, no good. She's shooting 3 here. Misses the first one, so she's now 0 for 3. Second shot coming for the senior. It's on the way up. She got that one. Lillian Blecka has also worked with us some here on both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Got a lot of up-and-coming sports announcers around Southeast Nebraska. We always take pleasure in giving the kids a chance to get a little airtime. Second free throw is up and off. No good for Lillian Blecka. She's now 1 out of 5 from the line. 14-6, your score. The lead is 8 for the Titans. Gatua has the ball taken away. A jump ball is going to be called. Reaching in was Eden Durier to tie up Gatua. And the possession arrow favors HTRS. P.J. Howe will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table. 1:58 to go in the first half. 14-6. The lead is 8 for the Titans. Titans basketball. Maddie Bredemeyer into forecourt. Bredemeyer to the left elbow, goes across to Eden Durier. Durier feeds deep into the corner, right side, P.J. Howe. Top of the key, Lillian Bowen, 3, in and out off the back of the iron. And there's 5'3" Eric Aguirre pulling down the rebound again. Aguirre outlet pass goes to Gatula. Into forecourt bench and underneath Maddie Osborne. Osborne tried to go up with the shot, got tied up. The ball is knocked away from her by P.J. Howe. It'll belong to Pawnee City. 90 seconds to go in the first half here at Pawnee City, 14-6. The Indians leading HTRS. Gatula to inbound it. Emily Gatula lobs it up top, trying to go to Gira, tipped away from her by Lillian Bowen. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. They'll inbound it on the side at midcourt. Erica Gira to toss it in with a minute 28 to go here in the first half. Gets it in court now to Gatula. Emily Gatula dribbles to the baseline, left side, puts up a floater, up and good. Emily Gatula with her first 2 points of the ball game, and now it's a 6-point contest, 14-8 with a minute 12 to go here in the second quarter, first half. There's Lillian Bowen with a floater from the left side, saved from going out of bounds nicely and coming up with the basketball. It goes right back to Bowen. She'll try a driving layup and be fouled. We'll put Lillian Bowen to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. And the foul will be called on Emily Gatula. On Gatula, that is her first personal, team foul number 4 of the quarter. At the free throw line, Lillian Bowen. She is 1 of 5. This one is up and good. Now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. Bowen has 5 points in the ballgame. Eric Aguirre will set down for Pawnee City, and the replacer is Taylan Blecka, who started the ballgame. Lillian Bowen. Second free throw is up and good. She got them both that time. She's now 3 of 7 from the line. And it's 16-8. The lead is 8 for HTRS. Under a minute to go here now in the first half, 51 seconds. Ball stolen away by Lillian Bowen. Fast break, Bowen. Bowen works 1 against 2, decides to hold it up and bring it to the top of the key. P.J. Howe for 3. Short off the rim. Rebound Gatula. Emily Gatula starts down court with the basketball, feeds it ahead to Blecka. Blecka, left side of the lane, back to Gatula, top of the circle. Gatula with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the right side to Benson. In traffic, Benson puts it to the corner, right side to Osborne. Stolen away. McLarnon with the steal. And into forecourt comes Lillian Bowen. They say she carried the ball. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Pawnee City. In now for the Indians. Checking in is Abby Dietrich, a 5'7 senior. Dietrich in to replace Ainsley Rauner. Ainsley Rauner was in the game, a freshman. Down to 19 seconds to go. Gatula, top of the key. To the right side, Benson. To Blecka on the near side. Blecka with the basketball. Top of the key, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Blecka dribbles into the corner, into Maddie Osborne in the paint. Flips it up to the top to Benson. Gatula for a 3, top of the key, off the rim. No, there's a buzzer. And at the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians in a low-scoring contest. It's HTRS 16 and Pawnee City 8. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that martial arts can be a family activity? Find out how during free trial week at Hella Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at hellamartialarts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, not a lot of scoring to talk about, but let's take a look at the individual numbers here in the first half. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, 8 points on the board. Four different players scored, each with two. Emily Scatula has two. Kinsley Benson went 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for her two. Maddie Osborne hit 2 of 6 from the free throw line for her two. And Taylan Glecka had a field goal for 2 points for their total of 8. Free throw shooting, the Indians made 4 out of 10 at the charity stripe. For the HTRS Titans, 16 points on the board. They're led by Lillian Bowen with 6. P.J. Howe also has 6. Kennedy McClarnon with 2. And Ellie Bestanding has 2 for their total of 16. Free throw shooting for the Titans, they made 3 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half of the ball game. Again, this halftime scoring recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTMC studios. He'll give you an update with the latest weather forecast. It's a cold one. And then another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on KTMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly cloudy skies in store tonight, with temperatures falling back into the low 20s and winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s and winds out of the west at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper teens and northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, cloudy skies and much colder with highs only around 10 degrees and northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Snow possible Friday night into the day on Saturday. Heavier snow chances will stay off to our south, but some accumulation possible with high temperatures in the low teens. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 34.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC. In Fall City.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Pawnee City High School. It's halftime. The HTRS Titans leading the Pawnee City Indians here on the girls' varsity game. 16-8, our halftime score. Updating some other scores around the area and the game being heard right now over on Sunny 101.3. The Fall City Sacred Heart girls are leading Auburn at halftime 36-16. So the Sacred Heart girls up by 20 on Auburn at the half. That's over on Sunny. Here's a final for you in girls basketball tonight. The Fall City Tigers with the win. They defeated Boys Town. This is a final 27-17. So congratulations to the Lady Tigers from Fall City getting the win tonight over Boys Town. 27-17 is that final. Also, girls basketball playing in the third quarter. Malcolm is leading Freeman 49-26 in girls varsity basketball. That's playing in the third quarter. Some other scores from around southeast Nebraska. Here at halftime, 16-8, HTRS with the lead now over the homestanding Pawnee City Indians. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Same starters on the floor they started out with. Blecka will inbound the ball into Emily Scatula. Scatula with the ball. Goes to the left elbow to Blecka. Down deep, Emily Scatula, low post, baseline, left side of the basket. Clears the pass back up top to Blecka on the wing. Skip pass all the way across court to Kinsley Benson. Benson penetrates in, tries to shoot it up. Ball is tipped away, loose. Chasing after it is Bowen. Now coming up with it is Gatula. She gets it to Benson for an open look three. Follow shot, try for putback. Flager can't get it. Haley Flager had an excellent opportunity under there. She came down with the rebound and tried to put it up. Couldn't get it to drop. And the ball will go out of bounds off of HTRS. Indians will inbound it. Emily Scatula will inbound it. Triggered in baseline under the basket. Right side of her own backboard. Comes into Taylor Blecka. Back to Gatula. Looking inside for Cisco. There's the shot clock violation just went off. They were not aware the shot clock was winding down on them. Pawnee City turns the ball back over to the Titans. On the dribble is Maddie Bredemeyer. Here's Bredemeyer at the top of the key. Give and go from the standing. Lays it up and good. Andrew, the foul. Nice move to the bucket there by Maddie Bredemeyer. She took the old give and go there from Ellie Bestandig. Got it to drop, and she'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Emily Scatula. That's Scatula's second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. Here's the free throw up and good. Getting it to drop is Maddie Bredemeyer for the and one. She has 3 points now in the ballgame. And it's 19-8. This is the biggest lead of the game now for the Titans, up by 11. Gatula, bounce pass underneath the Flager. Her shot is up, partially blocked by Bestandig. Rebound comes down. Nice job chasing down the loose basketball under there by Bestandig. Outlet pass comes up court with it. P.J. Howe around the horn. Into the corner, Bestandig jump shot. Left side, 10-footer, up and good. L.A. Bestandig with her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points, and now it's 21-8. HTRS starting to kind of blow this thing open a little here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. 6:30 to go, third period. Right side is Benson with the ball around to Gatula. Down to Blecka. Blecka with the floater up and good. Nice move on the baseline, left side there for Taylan Blecka, her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. 21-10. The lead is back to 11. Here come the Titans on the attack. With the ball at the top of the key, Lillian Bowen, back of the iron, no. Great job on the rebound by Flager. Haley Flager came down with the ball, and then I believe she's going to be fouled. She was battling under there with Kennedy McLarnon, and McLarnon is going to get tagged for the personal on Kennedy, her second first-team foul of the quarter on the Titans. 6:03 to go, third quarter, 21-10 your score. Titans leading Pawnee City as Gatula dribbles across the midcourt line to the left wing. Finds Blecka with the pass. Back to Gatula. Lob pass underneath. Shot is up. Cisco couldn't get it. Try for rebound. Try for put back by Osborne. Ball taken away. Grabbed up loose. They bring it back up top to Gatula. In traffic. Gatula has it dribbled away. Blecka comes up with the ball. Now Blecka works to the deep corner. Low post right side. Kicks it across court pass to Benson. Lost the handle. Comes to Gatula. Shot clock with 15. A lot of mishaps there. Now Gatula at the top of the circle. Sure looked like a double dribble, didn't it, Coach? Back the other way comes HTRS with the ball. P.J. Howe takes it to the corner. 12-foot jumper off. No good. Cisco tips the ball away. It went out of bounds. I guess they're going to say that went off of Maddie Bredemeyer. No, Cisco tipped it away. That's what I saw. And now they're going to give the ball to HTRS. Inbounding the ball is P.J. Howe. Left side baseline. Puts it inside. There's a shot up and off. No good. Howe with a rebound. Put back. Follow shot up and good. P.J. Howe off the miss from the left side here. By Bestandig, got the putback, and PJ's got 8 points now in the ballgame. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 23-10, the lead is 13. Blecka goes to Benson. Down deep in the corner, Gatula with the basketball. One dribble to the top of the circle into Bleka. Inside, Cisco. Turnaround shot blocked by Bestanding. Follow shot, Osborne up and good. Maddie Osborne's got the put back, and Maddie now has 4 points in the ball game for the senior. 23-12 the score. The lead is back down to 11 now for the Titans. The give and go, Brennemeyer. They give it to the corner. There's a three, no, a two, rather, from the corner. Up and good by P.J. Howe. Had her toe on the line down in the corner on the left side. P.J. Howe now with double figures. She has 10 points. 25-12. Here's a pass that goes wide of the mark in the corner for the Indians. Went up into the stands. It'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to the Titans. Boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. This is the first half of a doubleheader tonight here on KTNC. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer tonight. There's a lob pass underneath. Bestanding, shot is up. Follow shot Bestanding. It won't go. She had two shots at it. Got her own rebound. Wouldn't go down. And Gatula gets the rebound. Emily's Gatula. Bounce pass to the corner to Kinsley Benson. Benson feeds back to Gatula. She had a look at it. Fed it underneath. Pass goes inside to Osborne. Maddie tries to go up with a shot. Partially blocked. And the rebound to L.A. Bestanding. Bestanding throws the pass over to Maddie Bredemeyer. She'll set things up. Bredemeyer goes inside the paint with the basketball. Now it comes back. There's Lillian Bowen trying to force up a shot, and Bowen will be fouled. We'll put Lily at the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Taylan Bleka. On Bleka, that's her third personal, second team foul of the quarter at the free throw line. Is Lily Bowen. First one is up and good. Add them up here. That's 7 points for Lily. She's now made 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. She had a three-pointer back in the first quarter. Second shot is up and good also. So Lily's made 4 in a row now from the free throw line, and she's 5 out of 9 from the charity stripe. 27-12. The lead is 15 for the Titans after those free throws by Lily Bowen. Here come the Indians. Osborne goes in for a driving layup that rolled across the top and wouldn't go for. Maddie had an excellent opportunity. Allie Bestanding is there with the defensive rebound and gives the outlet pass to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer goes to Bestanding, feeds underneath. There's a shot up and good. Oh, great job by Bestanding feeding the ball into Lillian Bowen, and Bowen's in double figures. Lillian has 10 points in the ballgame. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:03 to go here in the third quarter. 29-12 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you tonight here in Pawnee City with 3:03 to go in the third quarter of our girls' varsity contest. The HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians 29-12. That's our score. Up next, the second half of our doubleheader will be the boys' varsity contest. That ought to be a dandy. Looking forward to that one. Getting set to move back to live action. The Indians a little bit late breaking out of their huddle from a 30-second timeout here. Now the referee comes over and breaks them up and tells Coach Tim Cluck, come on, Coach, we got to play ball. Basketball will belong to the Indians. They'll play it in under the HTRS basket. No pressure. They're backing up and picking them up at midcourt on defense. Emily Scatula. On the dribble to forecourt, bounce pass left side to Taylan Bleka. Right back it comes to Gatula. Now they're looking for Maddie Osborne in the corner. Down to Gatula in the paint. Into Osborne. Osborne guarded inside. Tried to feed it across. Ellie Bestanding with the steal. Well, they were looking to come across court with a pass to try and get it to Haley Plager. Bestanding intercepted the pass. And here come the Titans. Bestanding holds the ball to P.J. Howe. Now across court right side, Kennedy McLarnon into the basket. McLarnon feeds it across. Bredemeyer, shot is up Bestanding. She got it. She's fouled. Ellie Bestanding got the rebound, got the put back, drew the foul. She'll be at the line to shoot one. See who this foul is going to be on. The foul is called on Haley Plager, on Haley, her first. But standing at the line, shooting the end one, shot is up and good. Nice job there by Ellie Bastandi to get that one down. She's got 7 in the ballgame now. And it's a 20-point lead. Biggest lead here yet for HTRS, up by 20, 32-12. Indians trying to get some offense going. Gatula with the ball, goes down to Maddie Osborne. Osborne under the basket, low post, left side of the bucket. Back to Gatula, floater off the glass, no good. Plager, follow shot, put back up, and good. Haley Plager with her first 2 points of the ball game. 32-14 our score, a minute 51 to go here in the third quarter at Pawnee City. Titans basketball on offense from the left side. There's a long two down deep on the baseline by P.J. Howe. P.J. with 12 points now for the Titans of HTRS. Back to a 20-point lead as Gatula gets into traffic, kicks it out to Kinsley Benson. Benson hasn't had much of a shooting opportunity. P.J. Howe's done a pretty good job on her in the man-to-man defense. Benson ordinarily will launch a few threes there, and she just really hasn't had many opportunities to shoot the ball here. Now we've got a whistle down in the corner and a held ball. Possession arrow favors HTRS. Indian substituting now, checking back into the lineup for Pawnee City is Erica Gira. Also coming onto the floor is Ainsley Rauner. Rauner, 5'7", freshman. Erica Gira, junior, 5'3". They check in. Bleka will set out. We'll see who else. I believe Cisco sat down, and Osborne is on the bench. 34-14, a 20-point lead in the paint. Turnaround shot. Nice move to the basket by Ellie Bastandig. Bastandig's got 9 now. 1 minute to go in the quarter. 36-14 with 1 minute to play here in this third period. Dribbling to the right side with the basketball is Rauner. Rauner, bounce pass to the corner, Benson. Benson picks up her dribble. She needs help. Again, it comes to Rauner. Rauner at the top of the circle. Right wing. Benson tries to put up a shot. Blocked away by Bastandig, and then she grabs a loose basketball. Allie Bastandig clears the outlet pass down court to P.J. Howe. 29 seconds. They'll play for one shot here. Inside of the 35-second shot clock, the shot clock is turned off. On the right side, Lillian Bowen for 3. Nope, off the iron. But going in and getting the rebound is Maddie Bredemeyer. Feeds it to the right side. Jump shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Pawnee City. Rounder down court. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. She may not be aware of the time here. Erica Guerra launches a long 3 at the buzzer. And after 3 quarters, it's HTRS 36, Pawnee City 14. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We move into fourth quarter action here at Pawnee City. 36-14, HTRS leading the Pawnee City Indians in this girls' varsity contest. They try to go with a pass down in the corner, looking for Abby Dietrich, who's in the lineup. The ball went over Abby's head, out of bounds on the baseline. HTRS has to chase it through the doorway, down the stairs. That ball went all the way to the basement. They're not coming back out of there. If you're familiar with the gym here at Pawnee City, there are stairs on the end, and if the ball gets away and the door's open, it goes all the way downstairs. Now they come back up with the basketball. HTRS with the ball into forecourt. Maddie Bredemeyer. Free throw circle, top of the key, left wing. Comes over with it to Jazzy Fry. Fry had the ball tipped away and stolen. Coming up with the steal. And the basketball is Rauner. Rauner to the right elbow, Eric Aguirre. Eric Aguirre holds it for a minute. Again, Aisley Rauner at the top of the circle. The freshman Rauner goes back to Aguirre with it. They play catch across the top of the key outside the three-point arc here. Skip pass into the corner, Kinsley Benson. Benson has just not had a chance to shoot the ball. She's been so well covered down there by P.J. Howe all evening. Benson's going to launch one now from the top of the key, short off the front of the rim. Ball is tipped under the baseline and going to be grabbed up in the corner by Maddie Bredemeyer. She'll bring it up the court. Kennedy McLarnon getting ready to check back in for HTRS. Schaefer Cumro also will be coming into the ballgame. Subs coming in for Pawnee City. We've got Bree Guerra back onto the floor. Abby Dietrich is out there. Rauner's on the floor. Cisco and Vincent. 36-14. 6:51 to go here. They've put the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away. Coming up with the basketball for HTRS is Kennedy McLarnon. McLarnon gives it up to Maddie Bredemeyer, who brings it up court. Bredemeyer to Schaefer Cumro in the paint. Ball away shot, McLarnon in the paint. Whistle and a foul. Kennedy McLarnon is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Addie Cisco. On Cisco, her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Indians. Kennedy McLarnon at the line. Free throw is bam good. For Kennedy, that's 3 points tonight. This was her first attempt from the charity stripe. She'll have a second attempt coming here. Kennedy McLarnon ready for her second attempt. 5'7 senior. She averages 5.5 points a game. Shot is up and good. Got them both. She's got four now for the night. And it's 37-14. This is the biggest lead yet for the Titans. They're up by a big 23 points now. Pawnee City just not able to generate much offense against this Titan defense tonight. Yatula with the ball. She's down deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. Around the horn, it comes up top to Rauner. Rauner with the ball. There's the ball stolen away. Lillian Bowen breaking layup. Could not get it. Bowen couldn't get it. Players go into the wall at the floor. Now on the dribble into forecourt to the right side with it. Handling the basketball is Taylan Bleka. Bleka comes to Gatula with the pass. Gatula, bounce pass, back to Bleka again at the top of the circle. Bleka inside Addie Cisco. Cisco working in there, tried to put the ball up underneath against Allie Bustandig. Bustandig blocked it away from Cisco, and coming out with the basketball is Lily Bowen. Lily Bowen. Cross-court pass gets into the corner. She'll go in and put up a floater. That's up and got it. Lillian Bowen with that shot from the corner. We'll add him up. Bowen, I think, has 12 now, unofficially. Makes it 40-14. Pawnee City's basketball. Bleka. Bleka comes to Rauner with the pass. Rauner, a cross-court pass. Goes inside to Gatula. She'll be called for walking with the basketball. Now back into the lineup for HTRS comes Maddie Bredemeyer checking in. Along with Bredemeyer will be Eden Durier onto the floor. Lillian Bowen takes a seat. Kennedy McLarnon takes a seat. 5:08 to go in this one. It's 40-14. HTRS with a dominating performance here in this girls' varsity contest. To the near side, the pass comes across to Schaefer Cumro. Cumro feeds it to the corner. Underneath it goes. Ball away shot, baseline underneath. Ellie Bustandig won't go. Loose ball on the floor. Coming out of there is Gatula with the basketball. Emily's Gatula goes around two defenders. Passes to the corner left side. Open look. Bleka off, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Ellie Bustandig. Now a reach in. Foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Bree Guerra. On Guerra, her first personal. Team foul number two of the quarter. Now into the ball game is Bailey Smith checking in. Bailey Smith, also Eden Stewart into the contest, 5'6 sophomore. We're seeing a lot of bench players get an opportunity to play some varsity basketball here with 4.5 minutes left to go in this one. 40-14, it's pretty well been settled since halftime, but now a lot of players getting some playing time. Into forecourt is Eden Stewart. Turnaround shot, free throw line, up and off, no good. That put up by Jazzy Fry. Fast break the other way goes Benson. Driving layup, couldn't get it. She'll be fouled. And we'll put Kinsley Benson at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Jazzy Fry. That's her second personal. Kinsley Benson, 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. She's not hit a field goal, not had many chances to shoot the ball. Benson's first free throw is up and good. She's now made 3 out of 5 on the night, has 3 points. P.J. Howard did an awfully good job on Kinsley Benson down here defensively, not letting Kinsley get an open look. Second shot is up and good also. Benson leads the Indians in scoring, 14.4 points per ballgame. Tonight she's been held to 4, and those have all come at the charity stripe. It's 40-16 now, the score, with 4:10 to go. Under the basket, here's trying to force a shot up on the baseline. Right side for the Titans was Jazzy Fry, and she's going to be fouled, so we're going to put Jazzy Fry, 5'9", freshman, at the free throw line, and a chance to get into the varsity scorebook. Addie Sisko just picked up her 4th personal. Fry's free throw, the first one comes up just short. She'll get another attempt for the freshman. 40-16. HTRS on top. Second shot is up. It rims off. Smith with the rebound. Kicks the ball out into the corner to Eden Duryea. Now a whistle on the baseline. Let's see what we've got here. I think we're going to have a foul on Pawnee City. Foul is going to be called on Kinsley Benson. On Benson, her second personal. 4th team foul of the period on the Indians. Inbound pass stolen away by Blecka. Fast break to Benson. Benson decides to pull it out, coming up to Gatula with it to the top of the key. Into Maddie Osborne. Oh, Osborne with a turnaround shot. Couldn't get it, but a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. Osborne will be at the line. The foul is going to be called on Jazzy Fry, her 3rd personal. Maddie Osborne at the line. Let's see. She's made 2 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. Normally hits 58% from the free throw line on the season. This one hits the front of the rim and won't go. She's now 2 for 7 tonight. She does have 4 points in the ballgame. Maddie Osborne, ready for her 2nd free throw attempt. The senior pushes the shot on the way, and it's good. She got that one down. Maddie now has 5 points in the contest. That's her 3rd free throw of the night. 40-17 is your score. 23-point advantage here for the Titans. Under the basket, baseline shot right side up, does not go, whistle, foul. Stepping to the free throw line will be Jazzy Fry. She was there a minute ago and came up short. Emily Scatula just picked up her 3rd personal, team foul number 5 on the Indians. Jazzy Fry, 0-for-2 from the line tonight. This one, she got it. The freshman is in the varsity scorebook. She's now 1-of-3 from the free throw line. Jazzy Fry will have a 2nd shot coming. It's on the way up. This one is just off to the left, does not go. So with 3:40 to go in the ballgame, it's 41-17. HTRS on top. Boys varsity game coming up after this, a little bit later this evening. Hope you'll stay with us here on KTNC on a cold January night. Good night to stay indoors and listen to some high school basketball. Here's Emily Scatula. Goes underneath with it to Osborne. Osborne goes up with a shot that's partially blocked. And the rebound is taken down by Bailey Smith. Bailey Smith flips the outlet pass out to Eden Duryea. Into Smith in the paint. Smith didn't want to shoot the ball. And she got tied up, though, so she traveled. A couple of subs in now for HTRS. Checking into the game is Emma Bredemeyer, 5'4 sophomore. And Chloe Shupp, a sophomore, 5'7. So Bredemeyer and Shupp, that's Emma Bredemeyer now, into the ball game for HTRS with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go. Into the corner, right side, Erica Guerra. Skip pass across to Bree Guerra. Bree Guerra is double-teamed in the corner. Comes up top with it. It's going to be over and back. Erica Guerra will chase it down. And it'll give it right back to the Titans. Under 3 minutes to play in this one. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll give you a rundown of all the individual numbers, let you know how your favorite player performed tonight, scoring-wise and otherwise. Titans basketball, stolen away, Erica Guerra trying for the fast break, takes it around the defender, driving lay-in up and no, couldn't get it. A struggle for the rebound, the ball is on the floor, going to be grabbed up by Eden Duryea. Eden Duryea Clears a pass out to Emma Bredemeyer. Emma Bredemeyer picks up her dribble. She needs help. To the right side goes to Eden Duryea. Duryea feeds it to traffic. Now Eden Duryea for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Rauner brings it down for Pawnee City. Kingsley Rauner, she's a 5'7 freshman, got the rebound. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. Foul is on Schaefer Cumroe. On Schaefer, her first personal. Team foul, well, number three, that is. And here comes Pawnee City. Eric Aguirre to Bree Guerra for three from the top of the key. It's off. Bree's going to chase down her own rebound. The ball goes out of bounds off of Bree Guerra. She was over there battling with Chloe Shupp for that loose basketball. Guerra touched it last, so HTRS will get the basketball with 2:17 to go here in regulation. 41-17. Convincing domination here by HTRS tonight in the girls' varsity game. Titans doing well. Chloe Shupp on the dribble. There's a long three from the right wing that doesn't go. Everybody after the loose basketball. They say it went off of Pawnee City. Titans will have it. New shot clock, 35 seconds. 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Titans will inbound it. Bredemeyer inbounds it. Emma Bredemeyer around the horn. Schaefer Cumroe with the basketball. Schaefer on the dribble. Now they have it knocked away. She'll chase it down in backcourt. Cumroe gets the ball back. Goes to Emma Bredemeyer with the pass. Bredemeyer tries to look underneath, trying to get it to Bailey Schmidt, another freshman. Ball is knocked away from Bailey. She came out of there smiling, though. Touched last by Pawnee City. It'll be inbounded on the baseline in the corner by Chloe Shupp. Shupp brings it to the top of the key. That's Schaefer Cumroe on the dribble. Cumroe, ball is taken away with the steal. Erica Guerra, down court pass from Guerra, all the way in for a driving lay-in up. In and out of there, wouldn't go. Follow shot won't go. Ball is on the floor, everybody after it. Kaylin Jensen, the freshman, had an excellent opportunity. Jensen just could not get the thing to fall. And then a putback try by Rauner, it wouldn't go. Ended up with a held ball, possession arrow to HTRS. A minute 27 to go in the basketball game. 41-17 our score. HTRS will get the win here. Into the corner, left side is Emma Bredemeyer. Emma Bredemeyer up top to Eden Duryea. A cross-court pass. Schaefer Cumroe for three off the back of the rim. Chased down by Erica Guerra. Gives it up to Rauner. Rauner will bring it down court, being chased by Eden Duryea. Rauner to the left side. Down to Bree Guerra in the left side. A cross-court pass. Erica Guerra for three off the rim. No. Bree Guerra with the rebound. Fresh shot clock at 35 for Pawnee City. There's Erica Guerra. Tries a long two. Can't get that one to go. They fight for the ball. A held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Indians. 44 seconds to play in the ball game. A fresh shot clock at 35 for Pawnee City. Inbounding the pass, Erica Guerra. Under the basket in the corner. Goes into Rauner. Right side. Here's a long two that's up and off. No good. That shot was put up on the right side by Abby Dietrich. Now a follow shot on the corner by Guerra. And Erica Guerra rips the ball away, comes up with it. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Erica Guerra, her second personal. Will walk to the other end with 32 seconds to go and put HTRS at the free throw line. Bailey Schmidt, freshman, has not scored tonight here with two opportunities to get in the scorebook on the varsity book for the freshman. Bailey Schmidt shooting two. The first one is on the way up and just short. Bailey has an interesting approach. She lines up about a good foot and a half behind the free throw line. Now she's going to step a little closer. Way off the free throw line is Bailey Schmidt. Second shot is up and rolled around and fell off. Couldn't get it down. Struggle for the rebound underneath the basket. They give it to Schmidt in the paint to the left side. Here's a shot from the left wing that's up and off. No good. That one put up by Chloe Shupp. The ball went out of bounds. Pawnee City will get it back with just 22 seconds left to play. 41-17. HTRS on top. Left side is Bree Guerra. Around it comes to Erica Guerra. Skip pass across court. There's Rauner with a long three that doesn't go. Now the ball is on the floor. Everybody diving after. Schaefer Cumroe came out of there with it. Gets the outlet pass. And no shot. The ball went out of bounds. clock shows 0.4 seconds. All they'll have to do is inbound it, and your ball game will be over. Waiting for the inbound, there it is. Your final score, the HTRS Titans 41 and the Pawnee City Indians 17. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with a post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Your final score here in Pawnee City in the girls' varsity contest, the HTRS Titans defeat the Pawnee City Indians 41-17. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First for Pawnee City, they were led tonight by Maddie Osborne. She finished with 5 points in the ballgame. Taylan Blecka had 4. Kinsley Benson had 4. 2 points each for Emily Scatula and Haley Plager. That adds up to 17. Free throw shooting, Pawnee City made 7 out of 14 attempts at the free throw line. For the HTRS Titans, 2 players in double figures, Lillian Bowen and P.J. Howe, each finished with 12 points in the ballgame. Allie was standing right behind. She had 9 tonight. 4 for Kennedy McCarnan. Maddie Bredemeyer added 3, and a single point for Jazzy Fry from the free throw line, for their total of 41. Free throw shooting for the Titans, they made 10 out of 23 from the free throw line. 41-17, your final score. With the win, the Titans improved their record now to 8-6 on the season. The Pawnee City Indians losing tonight fall to 7-8. Well, we're going to take about a 15-minute break out here now and be back with the pregame show for the boys' varsity contest. That'll be coming up in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned here to KTNC. Aaron Wisdom will keep you entertained with some music, weather, and what have you for the next 15, and then we'll be back with the boys' varsity contest coming up right here on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.